79 Coast, be the first call of the day. And you can try and help Kelly figure out why she's going through parent puberty.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You're the one who's going through it.
Okay, so I have a couple apps.
Oh, I have a guess.
What?
Menopause.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well,
boy.
You know, that keeps going back and forth, too. I don't know if I'm in menopause. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not.
All right.
Anyway.
Let me grab this call real quick.
Okay.
Saved by the call.
Yeah.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Sam.
Hey, Sam, you're the first call of the day.
First call of the day.
Yes, Sam.
Kelly, thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Sam,
for saving you.
Thank you, Sam.
Oh, no, don't worry. We're coming back to that.
Oh, crap.
Parent puberty. It's one of her apps told her she was going through parent puberty.
One of my apps that I track Riley with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sam, where do you live?
I am currently driving through Warren.
Warren, Maine. Okay.
Ooh, that's the jail, right? Isn't there a prison there?
I believe the prison's in Cushing.
There's the Thomaston. Thomaston, right? Yeah.
That's where the prison shop is.
Oh, and there's one in Windham. But Warren, okay, anyways.
Warren,
sorry.
Anyway, okay.
Sorry. I ruined it.
So you're driving through Warren, and where is that?
One town north of Waldoboro.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay, and where is Waldoboro?
Waldoboro's up Route 1, isn't it? Yeah. Well, isn't that where Moody's Diner is?
Yeah, Midcoast.
Yeah, and Moody's is in Waldoboro, yeah.
Okay, so you're driving through Warren. You know what I want to say is in Warren? Now I'm probably going to pull a Kelly and mess this up, but
yes,
I think there's a
do.
Winery in Warren. I think
Ooh.
That...
there's a bunch of wineries out there, right?
It's Oyster River Wine Growers.
Ooh, let's go to our winery.
Yeah, they're actually right down the road from me.
Okay, there we go.
Nice, dude.
Okay. See, here's how I construct my main map. What can you drink there?
Yeah.
that's where all the breweries, distilleries, and wineries are.
Yeah.
So, so you're driving through Warren. Where from?
I am from Warren.
Oh, you're from Warren. Okay, where are you driving to?
Driving to Bath. I work at Bath Ironworks.
Oh,
I know where
you.
That is. All right, now I'm in.
Ding, 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 ding,
now I'm
yes.
in. Okay.
Can you hear us in Warren? All the way out in
Warren? Yeah, I can hear you.
You
oh,
can?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm guessing
What's
that's,
up, Warren?
I'm guessing that's why he called.
Well, he could be closer to Bath.
Yeah, he could
be. He could be closer to Bath.
Oh, I see.
You know, and he's picking us up as he gets closer.
You listen on the radio, right? You're not on the TuneIn app. We're coming in loud and clear on the old FM.
It's not always the greatest once you get to Warren, but I'd listen to you the whole way to work and the whole way back.
Oh, that's awesome, Sam. I love that.
Sam, you won't.
Sam, you sound like you have a little southern accent. Do you have a little southern accent or something?
Nope. Born and raised in Maine my whole life.
All right.
Okay. Well,
all right.
There you go. That's a good guess on
I was
my
picking
part.
That up, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
I was picking that up, too, a little bit. Yeah. So what do you do at Bath Ironworks, or are you not allowed to say?
Ooh, that's so hot.
I am a structural fabricator.
Okay.
Wow.
Do you work with iron?
I build the boat, basically.
You build the
Whoa,
boat.
Whoa, that's
what?
So cool.
Now, here's a question. This is a really dumb question, Sam, okay? I just want to warn you. It's a dumb question. It's called Bath Ironworks, but the boats aren't all made of iron, right?
They're made of a lot of stuff, but iron is the main component in what holds the ship together.
Okay, that's like the skeleton, the bones of the ship are iron?
Cool.
Yes.
Okay, well, there we go. See, I've always wondered that, and I've never thought, I'll ask that dumb question. And Sam came
just
along.
Just do what
I
do.
Now's the time.
Just ask it. That's what I do. Who cares?
So what time do you start your shift today, Warren? Sam?
Shift starts at 7.
Okay. And are you, 7 to 4, 7
early.
To 3, 7 to 5?
7 to 3:30.
7 to 3:30. Okay. All right.
Are you stopping for breakfast or something? Because you got an hour and a half before your shift.
Well, I got to get to the Taste of Maine so I can park there and catch the shuttle, and then the shuttle drops me off right in front of the gate, and right across the gate is a restaurant where I can get a nice breakfast sandwich.
Now we're talking. That's awesome. I know.
Cool.
Making me hungry.
I know. I wish I had a restaurant that would, and a shuttle would drop me off, and then I go to the restaurant first.
Well, you'd have to leave your house at 2 a.m.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, all right, Sam. Well, I love that. So you listen on your way home, too, so you tune in DJ on your drive.
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. Well, and if you leave at 3:30, you should be, I would think you're still in the car when he does the Say Our Name at 4:20, so you can try to do that and grab some cash.
Mm-hmm.
I try, but I'm usually right around the corner from my house by then. I'm too excited to see my kids and listen to the radio.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
How old are your kids?
How old are the kids?
He'll be three in March.
Oh, that's why.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's why, because he's three. Yeah. They're, you want to see them at that age. Yeah. Give it 10 years, you'd be like, eh. Yep. Maybe I'll stay in the car for saying my name.
Yeah. For more uplifting parenting news, follow Kelly on Instagram. All right, Sam, we love you. Thanks for calling. And tell all your coworkers over there at Bath Ironworks that we say hey. And thanks for being the first call of the day.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Bye, Sam.
All right, Sam, take care.
The first call of the day.
I love that. There we go. There goes
Sam.
So, parent puberty.
Yeah, what is it, I wonder, huh?
So this is what one of your apps that you use to track? How many apps do you track your 17-year-old with?
Two. I have two apps. I have
because one's not enough.
And one said that you're in parent puberty. Was it like a notification?
Are you like trying to live through your daughter? Is that what's going on here?
No, I don't think, possibly. I don't know. Maybe, yeah, I'm guilty of that sometimes, which is creepy. But I have one app that shows me her location, and the other app will tell me, like, when she's driving by, if her battery on her cell phone is low and she needs to charge it, so then I can call her and yell at her about it. But this was the app that popped up and it said, are you in parent puberty?
This is the Kellycopter in full effect.
I'm telling you, Todd. Todd's going to have the same apps. It's when once they get their license and they're out, you just want to make sure.
But she's 17. I mean.
Sure. Well, she's only had her license for a year.
She's only 17.
So it came up with a notification from this Life360 and said, are you in parent puberty? And then I tried to click on it to find out if I was. But I'm wondering, so puberty is sort of like a coming of age, correct? I wonder if it means like I'm preparing for them to leave the nest.
Oh.
But I'm preparing for one to leave the nest, and I'm having a breakdown about that. But then, I got Old Faithful. I still have to go through all this crap with anyway. So I'm sort of in the in-between.
Why do you call him Old Faithful?
Well, Wyatt, you know, he's kicking around. He's eight, so I got another 10 years with him.
What does Old Faithful have to do?
I don't know. It was just something that popped in my head and
like
I said it.
Like a geyser? what does that even mean?
Right.
But maybe between kids I have menopause. Like there parental menopause.
Right.
Because I'm like stopping and starting.
Nine Coast, if you have a guess on what that parent puberty is. Todd's got to go on TV.
Oh, interesting.
Wow, thanks a lot.
Give us a forecast real quick.
Yeah, we're going to be mostly cloudy today. A few breaks of sun in the afternoon. High temperature around 70. Same thing tomorrow. Heavy rain Friday night into Saturday.
Well, spotted on the Kellycopter. Parent puberty.
Yeah, what is it?
79 Coast, 792-6278 if you want to venture a guess. And don't forget, it's based on stalking your children.
Yep.
An app that stalks your children.
Mm-hmm.